and took him to white-tailed deer. They call that an 8-point, four on each side. Brother and I and Mark went down to Texas, and we stayed with Earl and Mary Ann Hoffman. Earl and I were in the Army together during World War II and occupation troops until 77th was deactivated. Anyway, he, dry farmer back there, I think his dad owned a lot, and he probably bought some, and they farming cotton, and as dry farming, you depend on the weather and the rain. We had a couple of sons and at least one daughter, maybe more, I'm not sure. And one of his sons was in real estate, and one of his sons was in farming. But lots of times he farmed other people's land and had all the machinery and the men to do it and take care of it. Well, we went out to a little plot of acreage that Earl owned south of where he lived, and there was wheat in there. And they had deer stands on either end of this field and then some on another field. And I think Earl gave me the best one, so I crawled up in there. And we went out early in the afternoon, 2:30, 3 o'clock, something like that. Well, along about 4:30, these deer started moving into this field to graze at level. There was a 3-strand barbed wire fence around the field. I got a big enjoyment out of watching the deer walk up to this 3-strand barbed wire fence and just look at it and almost stiff-legged jump right over it. They're very pretty. And I killed this one the first day. In fact, I was shooting downhill and I hit it just a little bit higher than what I wanted, and it knocked it down. It broke its back right behind the front legs, and didn't completely kill it. So later on I walked over there and shot it in the neck and finished it off. Second day that we went out, somebody said there was a 10 or 12 point buck that somebody had seen. So I was looking for that one, and I passed up a lot of other shots that I didn't need to shoot because Earl doesn't like the venison. He gives everything to some Mexican family, and they enjoy it. And at one time, I think I counted something like 55 deer out on that winter wheat field. Most of them were does and fawns, but there were some small bucks out there. Well, I didn't shoot anything second day. I took Mark with us down to Texas, and we went quail hunting a couple of days, and that was the first white-tailed deer that I had ever shot at. That's the first white-tailed deer I've ever seen when I had a gun in my hand. And then Earl knew of an older taxidermist when we took him over there and left him. And Earl went over later on and got the head and put it in a box and mailed it out here to me. And I think is a beautiful little deer. This little deer is a massive deer and very impressive, but the little white-tailed deer is very pretty. And I started to tell you that I took Mark with me, and we went out quail hunting a couple of times. One day we had a wonderful time, and like the old saying, when you're hot, and when you're not, well, I was hot that day, and every quail that Mark pointed, I killed. And finally I told Earl, I said, we've got to get out of here. We'll completely annihilate this covey, and then they won't have any more around here. So Earl didn't eat the quail, and he didn't eat venison. He raised beef, and that's what we had to eat. I had a good time, and I like to come in here sometimes and just look at them and think about the day that I was able to shoot them.